February 13, 1923. The good of being faithful and attentive. I felt all afflicted. And my sweet Jesus, making himself seen for just a little, told me, "My daughter, courage. Be faithful and attentive to me. Because faithfulness and attentiveness produce equality of humors in the soul, forming one single humor and establishing perfect peace. And this peace renders her dominator in such a way that she does whatever she wants and reaches wherever she wants. Especially for one who lives in my will, it happens as to the sun. He never changes. One is its act, to unleash light and heat from its sphere. It does not do something today and something else tomorrow. It is always faithful and constant in doing the same thing. But while one is its act, as this act descends and hits the surface of the earth, how many different acts do not take place? They are almost innumerable. If it finds a flower half closed, with the kiss of its light and with its heat, it opens it and gives it color and fragrance. If it finds a fruit unripe, it matures it and gives it sweetness. If it finds fields that are green, it makes them golden. If it finds air that is putrid, it purifies it with the kiss of its light. In sum, to all things it gives what they need for their existence on the earth. And to be able to produce the utility which things contain and which has been established by God. So, by its faithfulness and by doing always the same thing, the sun is the fulfillment of the divine will over all created things. Oh, if the sun were not always equal in sending its light, how many fluctuations, how many disorders there would be on earth? And man would not be able to make any calculation, either over fields or over plants. He would say, "If the sun does not send me its light and its heat, I do not know when I'm supposed to harvest, nor when the fruits will mature." The same happens with the soul who is faithful and attentive. In my will, one is her act, but the effects are innumerable. On the other hand, if she is inconstant and inattentive, neither she nor I can make any calculation nor establish the good that she can produce.